Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode with us, Anette and Susanne, the creators of the universe that is Radical Broccoli. I really tried to make something different for the intro today.
Well done.
Thank you. So today we're having a Q&A, and we asked you guys to ask us questions on Instagram, and we've gotten lots of really interesting questions. And we'll pick out some of them. So yeah, I'm excited. It's like kind of nice to not... I mean, I've seen the questions, but I haven't prepared all the answers. So yeah. It's also fun to like answer questions.
It's super fun.
I love
Q&As.
Me too. And I love listening to other people's Q&As because you get into so many different topics.
Yeah, for sure. You get to know people really well.
Yeah.
So, but if you are new, if this is the very first episode, this is Suzanne here with this voice.
And Annette here.
But maybe we have similar voices.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Hope you can tell the difference anyway. Welcome so much to our podcast. We talk about self-development, spirituality.
Wellness, having a business, sustainability, having a business,
being us in the world.
Yeah, it's really like a platform where we share everything we learn and where we can dive really deeper into topics that we really find super interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's basically something we created because we feel like we learned so many valuable things that we want to share.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was always reflected back in the feedback we got from you guys. And thank you so much again. Every single week, after every single episode, we get so many beautiful messages.
Yeah.
And especially after last week's solo episode, I just want to say a special thank you to everyone who reached out and shared your family stories to me. One day at breakfast, I was sitting and reading the messages and I just started to cry.
Really?
It was so overwhelming how something that I felt and expressed and shared was of such value to someone.
Oh.
It's so moving to me.
Yeah.
It makes everything that I do worth doing because, wow, this is why we do it.
And I think what's so nice is that's the case for all of us when we just realize that like the hard things and the difficult moments that we have, like we're not meant to go through them for nothing. Like they really have a big lesson for you and for us and something that we can share and help other people with.
Yeah.
And we never get more than we can deal with. And so it's just like when we start to realize that, we can even start to realize that in the middle of when things feel difficult. And that can be immensely helpful.
So helpful. So if you haven't heard that episode, it is basically about a lot of life's toughest challenges and how we can learn to deal with them and see them in a different light. So go check it out if you haven't yet. And welcome to today's Q&A.
Okay, question numero uno. How do you set boundaries for yourself, for those that you love the most?
Okay. Yeah. Interesting and extremely important question. And one of the things that we have had to learn the past years.
Yeah.
And as you point out, those you love the most are the hardest to set your boundaries to. Because usually those we love the most are close friends and family, and they're probably the ones that we've had long relationships with and maybe never had any boundaries with. Mm. So once we try to learn and set those boundaries, it can feel a little bit turbulent.
Yeah. Like yeah, for example, you and I, I don't think we had... Did we have boundaries? I don't remember how it was before.
No. I'm still struggling setting boundaries with you, to be honest.
Yeah. There you go. So... How do you do it?
I challenge myself. I learn to check in with myself before I think what you want me to do or you want how I can please you. I have to please myself first.
That's so interesting being the one on the other side because I'm like, I don't want you to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's not anything that you do for anyone else. The only thing you do is deplete yourself and get annoyed at another person at the same time.
Yeah, so you're actually doing, like, it's a disfavor now that I'm on the other side. It's actually a good example because for me it's a disfavor because let's say Suzanne does something she thinks I want and then ends up resenting me.
Yeah.
And I first of all, will have no clue what on earth she's doing for me. And all of a sudden she's resenting me and I have no clue why.
Yeah.
So you get stuck in this like people-pleasing loop where actually nobody benefits.
Yeah, nobody benefits.
But if Suzanne had like clear communication and just be like, hey, I don't feel like doing this today or whatever it is. Then, you know, I don't take it personal. It's like, okay.
Hmm.
And then it's just frees up so much. She doesn't have to do something she doesn't want to do. And I don't have to have a person being resentful for something I have no idea why.
Yeah. And this is a very common pattern, for example, in families. A lot of the women in our membership who are also mothers and they're working and they have a husband and they stretch and stretch and stretch and they feel like they're doing so much for everyone in the family and they forget themselves. And this is typical lack of boundaries because you end up being so annoyed at your kids, your husband, the house, the everything, the this and the that. But the thing you're annoyed of is that you haven't set any boundaries.
Yeah.
You haven't asked for any help and you haven't taken any time for yourself.
Yeah.
And we don't have kids, so we're not going to say too much about that, but still, I know incredible mothers out there who still manage to set time for themselves, to set boundaries, to ask for help, to communicate clearly what they need and what they don't need.
Yeah, and I think it's like the same as Suzanne was saying. Like, for me to, for example, set a boundary with her, like, I have had this habit of, like, maybe, I don't know if it's like because she's little sister or whatever, but I just have wanted to make everything like really easy for her and always like make sure everything's okay and like rather I do things for her and like give her everything I have in a way. but that's how I felt and how I feel. Like, it's really like this own, and I don't want to say program, but it's like this own sister love. And Susanna is feels the same way towards me, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. It's like an extra part of your body you have to check in on.
Yeah, and then also, sometimes I also end up feeling like, what the fuck, I forgot about my own life. And I have to check in with myself and be honest, because it has nothing to do, of course it has something to do, but it is not the other person's fault. It's 100% my responsibility, how I choose to spend my time. And if I then go and blame the other person for it, like, you get stuck in this vicious loop.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have clear boundaries and communication, because you literally set the other person up for failure.
Yeah.
And it can be so destructive. And with parents, it's the same. Like, I know my mom felt like she was giving and giving and giving to us until, she, like, in her expression, she would say, like, I'm about to explode. And we were like, okay, you know? We haven't really been a part of that. Like, we didn't ask for anything. And then she becomes resentful to us, and we become resentful to her for, like, suddenly exploding on us.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, we have to have this healthy communication. And I think with boundaries, and now that we're talking about family and love, it's like there's so much love. But we also have so different love languages, like ways of understanding and receiving love.
Yeah.
And how would we all know if we didn't, like, communicate it?
That's exactly the thing. And even now in the podcast, some of the things you say, I never knew that perspective. I never knew that side. I never knew that need. And how are we to know if no one ever tells us?
Yeah.
So she's asking, how do you set the boundaries? You set the boundaries by communicating it from your perspective. Always. Never put it on someone else. Like, every time you do that, I get so angry. You say it to yourself, like, I have a need for a little time alone. It needs to be silent. I need to replenish myself. And I'll become such a more loving person. I would love to be respected for that. Thank you. And then you respect yourself and set that time for yourself. And you will receive that respect from everyone.
Yeah.
That's just one example. And clear communication is very easy to say. Just communicate. And then it's a practice.
Do it again and again and again. But it starts with honesty with yourself. Because often we skip the part where we understand how we are responsible in it.
Yeah.
We just go straight to blaming, like, oh, that person doesn't understand my boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's like, uh-uh. It's never about the other person. It's always about you.
Yeah, always.
And the good thing is that it takes the power right back to you as well.
Yeah.
So I hope that was clear. Okay. Any plans of a retreat in the future?
Yes. That's been a plan for a really long time. We would love to host a wellness, well-being, self-development, and just feel-good retreat. We would love to do it in either Costa Rica or Portugal. And we would love to invite everyone listening to our podcast and all our members in the membership. It just needs to be the right time, and I'm sure that time will come. So stay tuned.
Yes, for sure. Okay, next question. Have you made any plans for how long you will stay in Costa Rica?
Yeah. For now, I'm staying until April, end of April. Actually setting that plan very soon, since it's coming up.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's wild. I feel like I just... No, I don't feel like I just arrived, but still. And you?
That's a very existential question you're asking me right here. I think I'm probably going to go back to Europe probably around, yeah, the beginning of May. Yeah, I have no idea how long I'm staying yet. So... it's really like I'm trying to land. It's been bothering me for quite some time. Like I've had this very non-clarity around where I want to live. And yeah, it's very hard actually to not know where you want to stay and where your home base is. Like I feel this lack of belonging. And it's really like deep. So yeah. That's a big question for me right now.
That is a big question.
And I'm really trying to figure out why I can't decide right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And that always uncovers something within. It doesn't have anything to do with countries or... I mean, of course, countries and choosing a location is important. But first of all, finding that home and that good feeling inside.
Yeah.
And then letting that unfold into life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I will for sure say that I'm feel super, like, proud of myself for exploring the world like I have. And going outside of my comfort zone, like Costa Rica has been wild. It was very much different than what my expectations have been, especially the past months, which has been, like, very challenging. But I'm really, really proud because I dared to go for my dream. And I know that that will benefit me so much in the future. And I will have so much more wisdom with me.
Always.
So, yeah. Next question. How do you both maintain a healthy work-life balance?
Yeah, that's something we have experimented with a lot the past 4 years, being entrepreneurs. And I would say that now we have a pretty good work-life balance.
Do we though?
I feel like we do.
Okay.
I feel like I have a lot of time for work, focused time. But I also have time to do my hobbies and sports and go out to dinners and be social and do things that I want.
Yeah.
So it feels really good. And what we had to do was go to all the different sides of things. Like we started with overworking and then we really cut down and then we were kind of
underworking
and we didn't have any structure. It was all just flow. And then we had to decide that we need a structure so that we can have a flow within that structure. So we have set a certain time frame for our work. We start at 9 in the morning and we end around sunset. And within that time, we are free to plan our days ourselves, but we also have meetings together. And it's all very organized in a calendar so that we know what's going on. And when we are off, we are off. And there's no expectation of work getting done suddenly at 9 p.m. at night or something like that. But it's also open if you really want to create or you got an idea or something to just go for it.
Yeah. Tips on how to leave a relationship when you feel you can't because you hurt them. So that's a really interesting question. I feel like it's the same with boundaries. Like you never benefit staying with someone because you're afraid to hurt them or you're afraid to communicate. Because again, you will be resentful and you will actually end up creating more
pain
by staying in something that actually isn't real. Mm. I've talked about this in friendships too before, where you're both kind of keeping this cycle of pain by staying in a relationship that's not in alignment for either of you. So I feel like a way to look at it is that you actually set both you and the other person free by doing the thing that feels right. And it takes a lot of courage. Like it's really, really probably one of the like most excruciating things we go through as humans.
Mm.
Because there's so much in a relationship. It's like a best friend, a really close person, someone you trusted, someone you really opened like your whole soul to.
Mm.
And to not like, it's also a reason like I'm still having problems with 100% releasing some of my previous relationships from my life. And I'm like, and I've been thinking a lot about it. Like, why do they always pop back? Why can't I just 100% let it go? And I think that you just have to give yourself some compassion as well, because you've shared so much like love. And sometimes we just need like, we need to make the decision, like we're ready to release, and then we need to take time to let it actually release completely from our bodies.
Mm.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, just remember the highest good for you is the highest good for that other person as well.
Yeah, wow, it's so wise.
Yeah, and communicate it honestly, and when you have that honest conversation right before, you might feel nervous, anxious, it might feel scary or sad, but when the conversation is rolling or it's over and you've communicated your honesty, it's so freeing.
Mm.
And just take care of yourself, because a lot of feelings come up and it can be tough, but you know you will get through it. And some relationships just have a specific time frame. Mm-hmm. And then you've both gotten everything you needed from the relationship and it's time to leave it.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Like a soul journey.
Yeah. And then you'll meet someone else, or you'll be by yourself for a while, and both things are amazing.
Mm. Do you want children? And is there more YouTube videos coming? I love those two questions together.
Do you want to see children on YouTube? Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely envision myself having a big family. And I have previously spoken to a psychic who said that she could see two souls that have already chosen me as a mother.
He
So sometimes I talk to them.
do you?
Yeah,
That's
and I
so
wish them
cute.
well, and I'm like, I wish them everything well. So it's definitely something that I'm like envisioning for myself in the future. But I also want to make sure that I'm not basing my choices on what I think other people want for me.
Yeah, or
Because,
society.
yeah, or society and like age.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like such a big decision I will want to take because it's 100% in alignment for me.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big responsibility and I want to make 100% sure that it's coming from the right place. And I think just being aware, because for example, our parents have always said like, have kids early, it's so much better for your body. And I've really had to work on that belief because then I didn't know what was mine and what was their wish.
Yeah.
And I do believe that women's bodies are incredible and we are capable of having kids way later than like what we've been told. I believe that we can freaking like we're amazing. So even here, don't put any limits on yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, I don't have anything more to say. What
Yeah.
about you?
Yeah, I definitely would love to have children one day. And I just see it as this huge experience that my soul really wants to have. And I think my body too. And just imagining that we can actually create life in our bodies.
It's so wild.
And that that's why we have a womb and we have a uterus and we have all these things. It's very, very fascinating. It fascinates me a lot. So, yeah, it's the biggest creation of them all, basically. And I don't think we can ever understand how wild it is.
No.
And YouTube videos, we are creating one at the moment. It's just being a little bit down prioritized for other work, honestly. But it's really fun and we love it and we would love to create more.
Yeah.
And thank you for always asking for YouTube.
Yeah, really
So
appreciate it
sweet.
and it helps us create.
Yeah, knowing that someone's waiting for our videos is really sweet.
Okay, I think we'll take three more questions.
Yes.
I've just realized how toxic a close family member is towards me and my life. Any tips?
Many tips. Yeah, I think for me this answer is twofold. One part is about really understanding your role in this relationship and what parts of the relationship you are responsible for and what are you creating. And to kind of zoom out and look a little bit from soul level, why did you choose to engage? Or why did you choose this person in your family? Why do you have this life together? What is this person trying to teach you? And seeing it from that place is very empowering because you can understand that beyond any thing like mean comments or triggers or anything is something that you really want to learn and to overcome. And so it puts you back in a position of strength and understanding, and you can really see your triggers differently, and you're no longer a victim. It's no longer like, oh, this happened to me, and it just is happening over and over again, and I don't understand anything. Yes, you can understand it all, but you have to really investigate yourself. And that is not the same thing as saying, oh, you have to be kind and friendly to this person and keep the toxicity going. It means maybe your lesson here is to actually set a boundary and say, no, I'm no longer going to be treated this way because I choose to set the boundary.
Yeah, and also, like, I feel so much. I mean, a person never, like, was born toxic, you know what I mean?
a person isn't toxic, it's trauma.
Yeah, it's trauma. I think toxic is such, like, it's a very harsh word that we put on people.
It's put around everywhere, and especially a lot on social media these days.
Yeah.
Like, if something is annoying us, triggering us, or we find it offensive, it's toxic.
Mm. And
that puts us straight into the victim mode.
Mm. Yeah, and it takes kind of away our power, and it makes the other person very, very wrong. But imagine, like, a person, for example, I don't mean to laugh, it's very serious, but for example, Putin.
Mm.
Like, what has he gone through that made his ego the way it is, that he feels like he has to destroy another country to prove his worth, in a way?
Mm.
Like, I don't know that all of this, but we all have a little destructor inside us, and we all need to send that little Putin inside us love.
Yeah.
And, like, we have to admit, like, how we are contributed to so much of the drama in our life. Mm. And that's freaking hard, but we all have so many parts of us that are so unloved and so hidden and so unseen.
Yeah.
That it's like, it creates a lot of pain.
Yeah, and that pain, some people choose to take that pain inside them and shoot out in the world.
Mm.
Like Putin, or like other people who we know have done devastating things in the world.
Yeah.
Other people take the challenges and the trauma, and they learn and they heal it, and they love themselves up till it overflows, and that's what they pour out in the world.
Yeah. And that's fucking brave.
Yeah, so really try to take responsibility in this relationship and decide what you want to do. Do something that feels healthy and that comes from a worthy place within you.
Yeah.
And don't avoid.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sending you lots of love. I know it's crazy hard. But if you can flip that switch over to yourself,
mm,
you're going to feel so powerful.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're going to take the last question.
Yes.
How to hold yourself accountable in personal development? It's so easy to take the shortcut.
Yeah.
And I love this question. And I was like, yeah, it's easy to take a shortcut, but the universe will always reflect it back to you.
Yeah.
So there is really no shortcuts in the end.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. What is a shortcut?
But I understand the question like this, that one thing is to love all the self-development memes and follow all the pages and do the courses, but never really change.
Yeah.
And that for me is taking the shortcut. It's like, I see all this knowledge, I read all the books.
But you don't embody it.
But you don't actually embody it and make the change. So, how we do it? Well, we take action. We take every action necessary to become the best version of ourselves. Because we really want to feel good, we really want to contribute. We really want to earn as much money as we can in our business. We want to be successful. And in order to do that, we have to really look at ourselves.
Mm.
Even the parts that we feel like we don't like.
Yeah. And it's like hard. But it's the thing is that if we want the results, like if we want the real results, then how can we not do the work? You know what I mean?
There are no shortcuts then.
I know there are so many people on the fence on what they want to do. And the thing is that nobody else is going to really do it for us.
And no one's going to say, now is the time, or just take the jump.
Mm.
And no one might even be there when you do the action to hold your hand, because that's what you need to do for yourself.
Mm. So I would say that, you know, go into your own worth again, and just remember that you're worthy of having it all, and you're worthy of going for it all.
Mm.
And yeah, like doing the actual work, it just, it will make you feel, it just transforms you. Like, that's when you take quantum leaps, that when things happen, that's when you manifest. So, yes!
Can you give us an example of doing the actual work?
Okay, so... I would say, like, we've talked about boundaries and toxic relationships in this Q&A.
Yeah.
And let's say I have a... I have to make something up now. Let's say I have an uncle who I think is like
discriminates women.
Yeah. And then I would say the shortcut maybe would be to just like avoid him forever.
Or laugh along at his sexist jokes.
Or laugh along at his, yeah, exactly. And just be like, hey, yeah. And then the work, what I mean is like having the courage to say, I don't think that joke is funny. Or why do you feel the need to make these jokes? Mm. Like, who hurt you? Or like, well, that's also mean to say, but...
Don't go straight there.
No, I think. No. I meant like more, you know...
Set your boundary.
Yeah. And then... You can decide if this is something, someone you want in your life or not.
Hmm.
And that's when you raise your level of worth because you're like, whoosh, okay, this is someone I'm showing the universe how worthy I feel.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect example because those difficult conversations are conversations we all face in our lives. With different types of relationships, whether that's family, friends, work, love life. And that's where our self-development practices get put into life.
Yeah. And yeah, it's interesting. I feel like there's not a lot of people who actually do these things and have these conversations. And that's why we can often get stuck in like this little bit of a miserable place.
Yeah.
But it's because it's excruciating. Often it's very painful because you have to feel some feeling that you've been avoiding.
Yeah.
Because there's, of course, a reason why we laugh at these jokes and just go along with it. Because the opposite would be to, like, feel something that we're trying to avoid. Maybe we don't want to feel the shame of being an outsider. Or the feeling that we don't understand, like, why we were born in this family. You know, there's so much behind there.
Yeah, or why we have to be the one to speak up.
Yeah. Like, why did I choose this role? And then maybe you're sad that you chose that role.
Yeah. But also another way to hold ourselves accountable is that we also work with really fantastic people.
Yes. I think maybe that's the biggest one for us.
Yeah, we've had amazing... coaches, co-creators, healers that we work with frequently, and it's the best investment ever.
Yeah. They really hold us accountable, and our business, I will say, holds us accountable.
Our business holds us accountable because it shows results accordingly.
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you so much for sending in your questions. I hope the answers were valuable to you.
Yeah.
And
there were more questions, but...
Yeah.
Let's keep it simple.
Yeah. And we would so love to see you guys in our membership as well. Today we had a talk about money, which I really loved because it helped me to remind me of some things too that I have forgotten.
Yeah.
And I just love the way this beautiful community takes so much action in doing the things as well.
Yeah.
It just, like, my heart feels like it's about to pop.
Yeah. Let's not pop it. Don't pop right now.
No.
But and how they're taking care of each other is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you, podcast listeners.
Yes.
Lots of love, and talk to you in a week.
Love you. Bye.